This is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. Passengers were left stranded at railway stations on Friday as Cyclone Fani lashed parts of eastern India with torrential rain and gusts of winds up to 200 kilometers per hour. Local media reports that some of 220 trains were canceled by Indian Railways due to the powerful cyclone. Indian Railway Minister said that the central government is on standby trying to provide aid. However, this passenger lamented that they had been waiting in Howrah without a train and that their money was gone. He also wondered what he was supposed to do. Distraught passengers were also seen sleeping on platforms, awaiting further information on the trains. Victims of the latest cyclone hitting Mozambique face a food shortage in spite of adequate power and water supply in relocation centers. This unnamed victim said things weren't well and that they'd only been given one meal. Mozambique's government said that Cyclone Kenneth, the second powerful cyclone after Idai, to strike Mozambique in 6 weeks, damaged at least 30,000 houses, causing relocation of nearly 21,000 residents. In the worst-hit region, Pemba, the capital city of Cabo Delgado province, more than 8,200 residents were moved to 11 relocation centers. The relationship between the press and democracy is the main theme of this year's commemoration of World Press Freedom Day, with more than 100 events taking place around the world. The main celebration is taking place for the first time in the Ethiopian capital of Addis Ababa. Ethiopia had been infamous for jailing journalists until new Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed assumed power in 2018. Since Abiy came to power, the country has unblocked over 260 websites, and journalists who have been banned have returned home. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump spoke today with Russian leader Vladimir Putin. Spokeswoman Sarah Sanders says they talked for more than an hour.
They had a very good discussion.
Sanders said they talked about extending a current nuclear agreement and potentially starting a new one to include China. They also talked about the special counsel's Russia report, though Sanders dodged a question about whether they discussed Russian election interference. Instead, Sanders blamed the Obama administration for not doing enough to stop Moscow's meddling before the 2016 election. Fighting raged in the battle for the Libyan capital of Tripoli on Friday, with neither faction able to secure gains. VOA's Heather Murdoch has more.
Soldiers say fighting has been fierce around the Libyan capital Tripoli overnight and throughout Friday. This fight began in early April when Haftar announced his intention to take over Tripoli in a few days. But local officials say more than 45,000 people have been displaced in this conflict and at least 22 civilians have been killed. And as the fight continues, analysts say any concise military victory would mean a tragedy for the local populations, and the only real way out is a political solution. Reporting from Tripoli in Libya, I'm Heather Murdoch, VOA News.
Top members of U.S. President Donald Trump's national security team have met to talk about potential next steps in Venezuela. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
In the secure Pentagon meeting room known as the Tank, Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan hosted Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and National Security Advisor John Bolton, among others, including the top U.S. commander in South America. Shanahan would not tell reporters any options for military action under consideration in Venezuela and gave no indication the U.S. is moving toward taking any, but also did not rule it out. Neither did Trump spokeswoman Sarah Sanders.
The president's going to do what is required if necessary.
And says all options remain on the table. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Ebola deaths in the Democratic Republic of Congo's latest outbreak have exceeded 1,000 as attacks continue on healthcare workers trying to contain the virus's spread. Mike Ryan, the WHO's emergency chief, said Ebola treatment centers have come under repeated attack.
So we need the humanitarian space in which to do our job with our government partners, with the Ministry of Health, with the NGOs.
South Sudan's ruling and opposition parties agreed on Friday to give themselves 6 more months to form a unity government as part of a peace deal they signed in September, according to the regional group IGAD in a statement. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, be sure to visit our website or download our mobile application to take the stories with you. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.